Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Greeting from Bryce Canyon, Utah. I'm so glad that I can speak the Word of God to you, and I believe that the Lord will speak to your spirit by His Spirit. It's not about a man talk to another person, but the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, will speak to you, and He will reveal you the truth from the Word of God. James chapter 4, verse 14 say, "Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Every day is a gift. The longer I live, the more I realize how valuable each day is. We are not going to be here forever on this planet Earth. It is easy to live uptight, frustrated, and worried. But in the big picture, most of the things that are upsetting us don't really matter. Is it worth losing your joy over bad traffic or something someone said that was offensive? If you found out you only had a day to live, you would not even pay attention to many things that upset you now. Let us live every day with a thankful heart. Believe that God has a great plan for our life. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15 to 19, "See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone." God says, people may offend us, do bad to us, they may mistreat us, but don't render us evil for evil. But always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. So every single day, do good and give glory to God. The Bible says in verse 16, "Rejoice always." So every day, rejoice. "Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Do not quench the spirit. So every day we should rejoice, we should give thanks, we should do good to people. This is the principle. So make every day count and don't live in negative mindset every day. But always keep your eyes on God and live for the kingdom of God. Fulfill the purpose that God has given to you. Don't let anybody, don't let any situation steal your joy and take you out of the plan of God. Psalm 118, verses 24 to 29. "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So every day is a day that God gives you to be on earth. Be thankful and rejoice and live for the kingdom and believe that God really loves you. Nothing can steal His love from you because He loves you so much. Verse 25, "Save now, I pray, O Lord, O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity." Instead of complaining and being upset, pray to God and ask Him to send you good things so that you can do good to other people. Verse 26, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord." So let us get involved in building the house of God, and God will bless you. And don't waste your time with nonsensical things. Something that bother you, don't let them bother you anymore. The Bible says, verse 27, "God is the Lord, and He has given us light by the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." So every day, keep your eyes on God. Walk by faith. Keep rejoicing and thanking God instead of complaining and being grouchy. If you let a grouchy boss or a bitter relative keep you from being happy, it's your fault because you allow them to bother you. You are as happy as you want to be. You have to put your foot down and say, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm not going to let what people do or don't do, what they say or don't say, or what I have or don't have, keep me from being happy. I have made up my mind. I'm going to enjoy this day." We should please God, yield to the Holy Spirit. When it is time to laugh, you laugh, you yield and respond to the Holy Spirit. the Lord can break the bondages in your life. We will not allow anything to choke us. When we are set free, we will be happy, and those who live with us will be happy as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So God can make you a new person. Every day is a new day. Don't live upset. Don't live angry. Don't live disappointed, because the old thing have passed away. Every day is a new day. Move on with your life. Life is too short. We should forgive others and use every opportunity to serve the Lord and serve other people. When we love others, we should hug them and tell them that we love them. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20 tell us how to live every day. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Every single day, making the most of every opportunity. Don't live in downcast feeling, and you will be knocked down by the pain, the suffering, and the anger. So live your life for God. Verse 17, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So live every day with a thankful heart. Rejoice, knowing the will of God, doing the best every day. Again, every day is precious. Don't waste your day, waste your time by being upset, depressed, or disappointed by what other people do or what the circumstances around us happening right now. So every day is a gift from God. Father, every day is a gift from you, and we are not going to live sour and defeated. Thank you that we have the power to not allow what others say or do or what we don't have to steal our happiness. We have made up our mind that we are going to keep our joy every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe you will practice what you learn. And from now on, again, every day is a day that the Lord has made. So don't be upset. Forgive people. Always do good. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.